You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Whilst much of Aotearoa has moved on from the COVID-19 pandemic, the virus is still continuing to affect our daily lives. We've recently seen a new wave of the virus with over 58,000 new cases reported by Te Whatu Ora, 5,800, sorry. I had a chat with Professor Michael Baker about the recent wave and how Kiwis can stay safe.
Well, this is the what the surveillance data are telling us. I mean, New Zealand has multiple systems for tracking this virus, and the indicators are that we're in our fifth wave at the moment. What we saw, the virus was first really introduced, Omicron, at the start of last year. We had two big waves that year, and this year we've had our fourth and fifth wave, and they're really quite similar sizes. And the two data sources we look at most now are the wastewater testing, and that's showing a peak in virus detections in sewage, higher actually than the last wave in April and really comparable to what we saw at the start of the year. And also we're seeing very high hospitalisation numbers. So they are saying that there's a lot of infection out there and therefore people need to take more precautions than usual.
Was this expected to take place as COVID reaches the endemic state that it's in right now?
Well, I think it's all new territory for us. This virus, unfortunately, still surprises us in its ability to change and get ahead of our immunity. And also, we've obviously got the other problem of waning immunity. Unfortunately, if you're vaccinated or if you actually get infected, you get a big immune response. But those antibodies drop off over time and it makes you more vulnerable again. And then the virus has an amazing ability to keep mutating and sometimes having big evolutionary jumps. And then its natural selection takes over and these new lineages or subvariants succeed by being more infectious than the ones that they're replacing or better at escaping our immunity. So unfortunately, the virus is doing very well in human populations at the moment.
Do you think that much of New Zealand has moved on from the pandemic socially despite this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we all want it to be behind us. We all want to get on with our lives and get back to socialising, and particularly this time of year. And I don't blame anyone. I mean, I'm in that same category. But I think the message is just try and take some extra precautions to protect yourself and those around you. And everyone knows these things, I should repeat them. Most important is to be up to date on your vaccines and boosters, and everyone over 30 can get another booster after 6 months from their last booster or their last infection. That's still really important to boost your antibodies. And the other precautions are obviously staying put, self-isolating if you have respiratory symptoms, and testing if you can. So that's really important for protecting the people around you. And then the other precautions are thinking about transmission of the virus and trying to have social events in well-ventilated places. Fortunately, this time of year, when it's warming up, you can shift social events to outdoor covered areas, which is very good. I mean, the virus does not transmit well outside or where there's good ventilation. And if you are going to be stuck in a crowded, poorly ventilated place like public transport or a train, then wear a mask. It's still really important. So they're the main things.
What do you think the future of the pandemic looks like from this stage when most people would consider us in the post stage of COVID, at least in its social impact, but still being very much so present in its scientific and health impact? What do we think the next few years might look like?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think you'd be very brave to predict what will happen, but I would say it might look a lot like this year. I mean, I had thought that we were going to see waves, but they were going to get smaller over time, and we're not seeing that at the moment. So it may be that the virus will just stay with us, or it's certainly going to stay with us for the foreseeable future and cause these waves of varying sizes, but perhaps not much smaller than what we're seeing at the moment. So that's quite disappointing. I thought it would become less present over time. So I think we just have to carry on with those measures. We could see major breakthroughs. It would only take a better vaccine that gives more protection for longer and stops transmission. We could see better antivirals. I mean, they're very good now, but they're not enough to stop the virus fully, or even better tests. And any one of those things could be quite transformative if we delivered them effectively. So I would say eventually we will beat the virus, but it's not going to happen anytime soon, unfortunately.
Are COVID-19 vaccines still being worked on around the world?
Oh, yes, there's a lot of vaccine development work underway. And one of the hopes is because the virus enters from mucous membranes, that we get a vaccine that gives you good mucosal immunity, and that would be could stop the virus. And so that's why the nasal vaccines or inhaled vaccines have quite a bit of potential that they haven't delivered yet, but they could in the future.
Do you think that the new government that has just very recently come into power, without the experience of COVID-19 that the Labor government had before them, should be working on taking a bit of a stand with this new wave of COVID, or just the pandemic in general since it's still going on?
Yes, and in fact, we've written quite a bit about the concept of a respiratory infectious disease strategy for New Zealand, something that would deal not just to COVID-19 but also influenza and RSV, and the other things that sweep through every winter. I mean, we get basically a global pandemic every winter of these viruses, but because they're not as dangerous or as new as COVID-19, don't get that much attention. But after COVID-19, influenza is our second biggest infectious disease killer, and has obviously some characteristics like COVID-19 in terms of how it's transmitted. So that's indoors and with aerosols. So we think that actually we should be thinking much more about these viruses and having a more integrated and efficient approach to all of them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.